Well, praise the Lord. I'm so excited about this series that we've been undertaking called Let Us Pray. We've been discussing a lot about prayer and about how effective prayer is in our life and the way Jesus told his disciples to pray. And man, I love this series, and God has just been birthing some great things. And as I told you before, God is helping us write a book that's going to help you guys. We're going to hopefully get that to you soon, and so that way you can see and use the pages of those books to help you pray. And because I believe God wants us to be a people of prayer. Why do I know that? It's because the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, never stop praying. Wow, what a commandment. What a word. God says never stop praying. He desires for us to continue in prayer, to continue seeking Him, to continue hearing His voice, to continue after Him, to pray without ceasing. Man, I think it's important that we learn to pray. And, you know, over the course of the last few weeks, we've discussed a lot of things about this passage of Scripture. And you guys ought to know it by now. And it's Matthew chapter 6. It's where the Lord's Prayer is found. It says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever." And we talked about seven keys in the Lord's Prayer. And I'm telling you, man, I've been so excited about this. And I could go back and preach it again, but I feel like something God has given me a challenge for you guys tonight for something a little bit deeper. Because I believe God wants to charge you with something. But see, I can give you all the tools that you need. Anybody ever heard the expression, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't, what? Make him drink. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You know what that really means? It just means that you've been given the tools, but you can't be forced to use them. You have to take hold of something. You have to grab hold of the reins of this thing and apply it in your life. You know, if I have a paintbrush and a paint can, and I've got my paint can and I got my paintbrush, and I go right up to the wall and I stand right by the wall with my paintbrush and paint can, how much paint is going to get on the wall if I just stand there? Not a drop of paint is going to hit that wall. It's not going to happen. Why? It's because I haven't dipped the paint in and applied it to the wall. Any of you ever painted before? How many of you love to paint? How many of you love to paint but hate to sand? That's me. I don't mind painting, but I hate to sand. Sanding is the hardest part. But there's preparation. You got to prepare the surface for that, or it won't take. It's the same thing. Listen, God has prepared us, and He's given us the tools necessary for us to move up in our prayers with the Lord, in our ability to pray, in the power of prayer. God desires to use us in such a deep way, more than we ever can understand. And I'm telling you, it's time for some of us to begin to use our voice. I want you to write that down. If you got notes that you've been taking on this, God says, use your voice. Use your voice. Somebody say that with me. Say, use your voice. Say it like you mean it. Say, use your voice. Let's say it like this. I'm going to use my voice. All right, now look. So you got, how many of you are under 18 in here? Okay, awesome. Now, how many of you have ever yelled at your brother or sister? Now, did you say, when you talk to your brother or sister? I'm not talking about yelling, but I'm talking about declaring something. How many of you, when you need to get somebody's attention and you have to say it to make a declarative statement, it's an exclamation point on the end? So I want to hear this again. So why don't you take a deep breath, deep breath. You're going to say, I'm going to use my voice. Ready? I'm going to. Much better. I'm going to use my voice. Now, I want to tell you something. There's such creative power in your voice. God speaks things. When He created this planet, He said, let there be. And His words created things. Did you know that they found that at the nucleus of every, at the center of every element, right at the very electrons and neutrons, the very middle of they've opened up, they've cracked in and looked even further to see, they're trying to find out what's the smallest part of everything in this planet. Everything is made up of all of these electrons and these positive and negative charges, negative things bumping together. But did you know what the main element of everything is? Everything that you see, touch, and taste, and feel, everything, you know, it is a sound. It's a vibration. And did you know that when I heard that, I was like, God said, let there be. And when he said, let there be, the vibration of his power moved through the planet and caused life to shake and come to pass. They say, well, it was a big bang. It was a big bang. God said, let there be, and bang, it happened. That's what happened. And ever since then, there's this vibration, there's this sound that's resonating in everything. And so I want to tell you this. Listen, so maybe you need to begin to use your voice to declare the truth over you. Listen, you say, well, I'm still struggling with lust, and I'm still struggling with pride and anger. And so, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. And you know what? I will pray for you until your end day, the last day. I will continue to stand with you and pray for you. But until you begin to believe for yourself, and until you begin to speak for yourself and declare for yourself what God says about you, I just wonder if maybe you're going to be stuck in the rut. It's time for us to begin to pray for ourselves and believe God for yourself. Say, I'm going to speak it. I'm going to speak it. That's what God's declaring to you today. Listen, I know time's up and there's some motion, but you guys focus in, please. Focus. Listen, God says to you, it's time for you to use your voice. It's time for you to use your voice. The next thing that I heard the Lord say, he says, it's time for you to use your faith. It's time for you to use your faith. The Bible says that Faith is central to everything in the Word. You guys know this? Without faith, the Bible says, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible. And Jesus said to his disciples, he said, if you had the faith as small as a tiny mustard seed, which they say is a really tiny seed, if you had the faith as small as a mustard seed, you could, and I could see him. He's walking along, and he's like, hey, look, there's a mustard seed. He said, guys, look, if you had faith as small as this, and he pointed over there, he said, you see that mountain? You could tell that mountain, just jump yourself and throw yourself in the sea, and it'll do it if you had faith this much. See, listen, I want to tell you this. It's time for you to begin to use your voice, and it's time for you to begin to use your faith. It's time for you to use your voice, and it's time for you to use your faith. It's time to believe that when you pray something, it will happen. The Bible says when we agree and we believe, when you begin to put your faith into your words and you begin to believe what God said is true, it's not just reciting scripture and it's not just making noise and praying, but it's about releasing something. When God spoke to the dust and said, let there be man, he believed, he knew that in faith that was going to happen. Of course, God doesn't have to have faith because he knows when he says it, it's going to happen. But we have to have that God-like faith working within us. And so that when we speak things and when we pray things and we release God's word over things, then it will happen. Say, I can do that. Say, I'm going to speak it and I'm going to believe it. And the last thing God says is this. He says, I want you to declare, I want you to believe with faith, and he says, I want you to see it. And I believe, and I ask God, what does that mean? He says, I want you to see. He said, because I want you to see my hand move. And so something's going to happen to you. Listen, when you begin to speak, and when you begin to believe in faith, and the hand of God moves in your life, something's going to transform in your life. Because immediately, You go from this life of just, I'm just lost, and I don't know what, but when you pray and you believe and you see God move, something begins to move in you. And God says he wants you to move with him. Move with him. You're gonna speak it, you're going to believe it, and you're going to see it. And when you see it, he says, move with me. And when you move with God, he's going to take you so deep into his presence, into his love, into his mercy, into his grace, into his power. You're going to begin to see miracles, man. Just close your eyes for a minute because I just think God's moving. He says, listen, you're going to see miracles. You're going to see miracles. You'll see the lame healed. You'll see the blind eyes open. You'll see the deaf ears unstopped. You will see the dead raised. God says, He said, when you begin to speak it, when you begin to believe it, you will see it. And you will follow it because it's going to lead you into new places. God says, believe what I have said to you. Believe what I have said to you. When you believe it, miracles are coming your way. Miracles are coming your way. Jesus said in the Word, he said, these things I have done and greater things you will do. He says, the things that I have done you will do and greater things. And Jesus healed the sick, raised the dead, lame, walk, eyes open, blind ears. Blind eyes and unstopped ears. Jesus did miracles while he was on this planet. And he says, you will do even greater things. So it's time for you to begin to believe God's word, begin to declare God's word, and begin to see God's word and change our lives forever. God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have unlocked some power in our lives, God. And we desire to be a people who hear you, who speak, declare your word, who believe it, and who see your kingdom come and will be done in this planet, in our lives. God, let us be vessels that are used of you. In Jesus' name, I speak it over these students. Amen.